we shall overcome.
The 50th anniversary of President Johnson's signing of the 1964 Civil Rights Act was celebrated this week. This was at the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin, Texas. LBJ's legacy is very much mixed in our cultural memory. On the one hand, his foreign policy legacy is forever tarnished as the president who dragged us full scale into the Vietnam War. On the other hand, there's his legacy as social reformer, the president who pushed through one piece of groundbreaking domestic legislation after another. It's that role, his role as president with the greatest accomplishments on the home front since FDR, that was in the minds of the audience at the LBJ Library. They came to hear America's first black president speak about LBJ's legacy, a half century after passage of sweeping civil rights legislation. Obama spoke of how Johnson grew up poor in rural Texas and how in the Jim Crow South that meant not challenging convention. During Johnson's first 20 years in Congress, he opposed every civil rights bill that came up for a vote.
He was chosen as a vice presidential nominee in part because of his affinity with and ability to deliver that Southern white vote. And at the beginning of the Kennedy administration, he shared with President Kennedy a caution towards racial controversy. But marchers kept marching. Four little girls were killed in a church. Bloody Sunday happened. The winds of change blew.
Obama said he pictures LBJ standing in the Oval Office, looking out the window, asking himself, what's the true purpose of his office? He said LBJ knew as the most powerful white politician from the South, he was in a unique position not only to challenge conventions, but to crush for good the structures of legal segregation.
That's what his presidency was for. That's where he meets his moment. And possessed with an iron will, possessed with those skills that he had honed so many years in Congress, pushed and supported by a movement of those willing to sacrifice everything for their own liberation, President Johnson fought for and argued and horse-traded and bullied and persuaded until ultimately he signed the Civil Rights Act into law. And he didn't stop there. Even though his advisors again told him to wait, again told him, let the dust settle. Let the country absorb this momentous decision. He shook them off. The meat in the coconut, as President Johnson would put it, was the Voting Rights Act. So he fought for and passed that as well. Immigration reform came shortly after, and then a Fair Housing Act, and then a health care law that opponents described as socialized medicine that would curtail America's freedom, but ultimately freed millions of seniors from the fear that illness could rob them of dignity and security in their golden years, which we now know today as Medicare.
Obama said LBJ understood that equality required more than the absence of oppression. It required the presence of economic opportunity. The government has a role to play in broadening prosperity for all who strive for it. The push for equality and liberty had opened doors of opportunity for millions of Americans, Obama said. He said they swung open for you, they swung open for me. That's why I'm standing here today, he said. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.